Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Testimony Tuesday, just another blessed day. God is so good, isn't he? God is truly awesome, and he's truly, truly amazing, and he really loves us. You know, I was thinking today about, something I wanted. Quick side note, so many concerts coming up are like, you know, Justin Bieber, Beyonce, Rihanna. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I want this and I want that. But, you know, I have to stop and think about everything that I'm blessed with, just the simplest things. I think that we forget sometimes how blessed we are. Like many of you listening, you are blessed with the ability to hear. Some people cannot hear, or if you can't hear, you know, you can see. Some people have no vision whatsoever, and some, you know, you may be able to walk. If you can't walk, you know, you're alive, you're breathing. It is always something to be thankful to God for. So always find something. You can always find something to just praise God for. God woke you up this morning. You are listening to this message today because God has a word for you. God has a word specifically for you that he wanted you to hear. That's how great God is. And, you know, God does love all of us. He really does. But sometimes you just, you know, have to stop and say, God loves me as an individual. God loves me, you know? So we really have to just stop and think about that sometimes, how much God loves us, and we are God's most prized possession. So always, always, always remember that. And well, thank you guys so much for being with me today. I have an amazing word for you. This message today is inspired by the lovely Miss, the late great Miss Denise Matthews, formerly known as Vanity in the 80s. For those of you who don't know, she passed away. Well, she transitioned yesterday, and it's such a bittersweet moment. So, so happy for her. When I say this woman loved, she had such a fire for God, and we should all be inspired by her. You know, a little bit of her story. She was, you know, they say Prince's protege. She was in the group Vanity Six, the lead singer. She was in many movies, you know, Last Dragon, all of that, and she was definitely beautiful. People call her one of the most beautiful women to walk the earth. She was beautiful on the outside, but definitely on the inside. And in 1994, you know, she overdosed on cocaine, and, you know, she suffered, you know, a near-death experience. The doctors told her that she only had 3 days to live. She had 250 high blood pressure over 190. She had, you know, been suffering from kidney failure. She had a heart attack, stroke, blood clots, all of that. She was even blind and deaf at a minute, and she definitely said the doctor said she did not live. She only had 3 days to live, and she just found, you know, out of her situation, she said it felt like God touched her, and I guess she said, God, help me with this, like, she called out on God, and he delivered her. He healed her from all of this stuff. But one thing that she had was faith. She was so faithful. For those of you who don't know, she actually lived years. When I say years, I mean years without not one kidney in her body. She didn't have any kidneys. And, you know, that's the, we're thinking, oh, my goodness, she had no kidneys. You know, she didn't have any kidneys in her body. So she had to go to dialysis 3 days a week. And even though she went to dialysis, she was still on her website just praising the Lord for how good he is. And she was also just, even, well, before she died, I definitely went on her website and looked up a lot of videos. So this kind of hit me hard. I'm like, oh, my goodness, because I was really getting into her. And she posted, like, if you have anything you want to pray about or if you want to talk to me, you know, about anything, she just say, leave your contact information, a message, and she'll get back with you as soon as possible. And she did have dialysis 3 days a week, so she said she tried to get in touch with you as soon as possible. And just such an amazing woman. so much faith. And if you have a chance, make sure you just read her videos, Denise Matthews, and how she talks about her story. It's truly inspiring. Her faith truly inspired me. And I just really want to talk about faith today. Her faith inspired this message today. So first, let's get into what is faith. I have a few definitions for you. The dictionary, you know, the little Google, definition, it says that faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And then in Hebrews 11:1 gives us a great definition of faith. It says, being sure of the things we hope for, and faith means knowing that something is real even when we do not see it. I read that again. Faith means being sure of the things we hope for, and faith means knowing that something is real even if we do not see it. So I want to ask you some questions. What are you hoping for? What are you trusting in God for? What are you believing God for? It may be dreams or goals. I don't know what it is. Or you may be dealing with a tough situation. Whatever you're going, whatever you are going through, I want to tell you to have faith. I want you to just believe. Instead of, you know, dwelling on what you want, act like you already have it in a sense. Like, that's a great word. You know, faith is, you know, being able to see something when you don't have it. So I want you to see yourself, how you'll be looking when you have the thing that you hope for. How will it be, you know? Act accordingly. In faith, it really means trust in God. God loves when you have faith in him because it means you depend on him. You know, with, even I know a lot of you have big dreams and goals. You need God to fulfill your dreams and goals. God has such a big plan, big visions for your life that if you could do it on your own, you know, you wouldn't need faith. But you need faith, and you need to trust in God. That's what faith is all about. We're believing God for something. We can't see it. Me personally, I'm going to tell you guys a quick testimony. I'm also, you know, I have a little few big dreams and goals, you know, of my own, but one major thing in mind that I've been believing God for. Well, for those of you who don't know, I'll tell my story really quick. I think I really started to build a connection with God maybe in seventh grade. So I was about 12 or 13 around that time when I really, really started to get into my word and just really believe in God and just trust in God. And around that same time, I think it was like a year later or about a year later, I will never forget it. I was like reading like a book on how to get closer to God and stuff. And then out of nowhere, I heard like voices in my head that were like, you know, cursing God and just, you know, saying disrespectful things towards God. And long story short, that's been going on, you know, on and off up until now. I'm 17 now, but it's been going on for a pretty while. And I was thinking, like, God, why is this happening to me? Like, I love you. I really love you, and I just don't understand how something could be happening. And, you know, it got me kind of so depressed, thinking I'm going to hell and stuff. And I read online where people said it was happening to them, too, and I even talked to a few people said it was happening to them. But to me, it was like, oh, my goodness, I'm hearing this at school. And, you know, I didn't, like, oh, my God, how am I supposed to live with this going on? But, you know, God revealed to me, and I truly believe 100% of it. Number one, you know, the devil, God has such a big plan for your life, and the devil knows it. That's why the devil is after you. So some of you, I don't know if you may be going through a situation like I am or a similar situation where the devil may be attacking your mind with thoughts, but the devil does that. He wants to keep your mind off of God. The devil wants you to struggle. He doesn't want you to have faith in God. So with me going through this situation, I know it is of Satan, but one thing I will not do is I will not give up, and I will keep my faith in the Lord. And I know everything's going to be all right. God is so good that, like, I'm giving you this message today. It's been many days I've been so down. God gives me a direct word that I feel like he is talking to me. And God is talking to you right now. God wants you to have faith. No matter what you are going through, God loves you so much. He loves you so much. He sent his begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. God really loves you, and he wants you to have faith in him that despite of what you go through or, you know, how difficult it may be, he wants you to have faith in him. So continue to have faith in God. No matter how, I know it's hard. I know it is hard. Trust me. I know what you're going through is hard. Have faith in him. I know you have big dreams and goals. You don't understand. How am I going to do this, God? I have a vision. How am I going to fulfill this? Have faith and trust in God. God would not give you a dream. He would not give you a dream if he wouldn't, you know, allow you to fulfill it. So God has a plan for your life. And I want to give you a few scriptures on faith. First, I want to look at Hebrews 11:6. It says, without faith, no one can please God. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he is real and that he rewards those who truly want to find him. So basically, you need to have faith in order to please God. Faith is what pleases God. It shows God that, you know, God, I'm going to trust in you despite of what I go through. This situation that I'm going through, it's so tough and it's so difficult and I want to give up. But, you know, you got to say, God, I'm just going to trust in you. And trust me, once, you know, you stay in faith, after you're done with that situation, God always gives double for your trouble. So after you get out of this, whatever you're going through, God promises to bless you 10 times more. Just look at the story of Job, and that is a perfect example of what I'm talking about, of everything that Job was going through. The devil in the beginning told God, hey, if all this stuff happens to Job, he won't worship you anymore. So God allowed the devil to mess with him, and Job did not give up faith. I mean, he went through so much. His children died. He got diseases, sickness. He lost everything he had. But he kept faith in God. And at the end of the story, God blessed him with twice as much than he had before. He never lived happily ever after. So God will pay you double for your trouble. You just have to trust in God. I want to give you some more scriptures. Mark 11:24. And it says that, so I tell you to ask for things in prayer, and if you believe that you have received those things, then they will be yours. So again, ask God for what you want in prayer. Believe, ask and believe, and they will be yours. You have to believe that God's already done it. God already knows your heart, but when you go to him and allow him in your life, that's when he begins to move. You say, God, I'm believing in you for this. I'm trusting in you for this. God will bless you with it. Trust me. Just put your faith and trust in God, and he will make it happen. Also, I want to look at James 1:6. It says, but when you ask God, you must believe. Do not doubt God. Anyone who doubts God is like a wave in the sea. The wind blows the wave up and down. So again, when you ask God for something, you have to believe. It's no, you know, you can't ask, hey, can I give you, God, can you bless me with this, but you don't believe that he'll do it for you. You have to believe that God will do it, and he can do it. So when you ask, have faith. The Bible says even a mustard seed of faith, you know how small a mustard seed is? Have faith in God. When you ask God, believe he is going to do it. I don't care what the natural says. God is supernatural. He moves on our behalf. So whatever you believe in God for, trust in him and do not doubt. And I want to pray for you real quick. Heavenly Father, first of all, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are and everything you've done for us. I pray for everyone, God, listening to this message right now that you are blessed them. God, it is not a coincidence that they heard this message. They need this person listening, God. They need this message. God, I know they're going through a tough time. They are going through a tough time, and they need you, God. God, I ask that you will help them, bless them, and strengthen their faith, God. Help them in what they're going through. I know they have big dreams and goals, and they don't know how they're going to fulfill it. But, God, I ask that you just continue to let them have faith in you and just trust in you. giving them faith, God. Sometimes, God, it's hard to have faith, and I ask, God, that you will help strengthen our faith, God. Help us to get closer to you, Lord. Help us to know you're here, and I just pray for my brother, my sister listening to this message, God, that you will bless them. Bless them. Let them continue to have faith in you, and God, I thank you in advance for everything you're doing for them and working on their behalf, and I trust in you, God. I thank you that you're fixing their situation right now, that you're lining up the right people to fulfill their dreams, God, and I trust in you, Lord. We trust in you. We thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to play a little bit of one of my favorite gospel songs. It's called Best for Me by Miss Darlene. Can't pronounce the last name, but I really love this song. So pray the Lord bless you. Give me a moment. God wanted me to tell you that he loves you, that he loves you so much, that he knows what you're going through. He sees you struggling. He wants me to tell you that everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Don't give up on God. God will not give up on you. Do not give up on God. Continue to have faith in God. Continue to have faith in God. God wants me to tell you he loves you. God loves you. Don't think about anybody else right now. Just it's you and God. God loves you. He loves you with everything he has. God loves you. You are important to him. You are beautiful. You are strong. You are powerful. You are more than a conqueror. God loves you. And everything's going to be all right. It will be all right. just continue to put your faith in him. And I want to leave you with one more scripture. It says James 1, it is James chapter 1, verses 2 to 3. It says, "My brothers, you will have many kinds of troubles, but when these things happen, you should be very happy. You know that these things are testing your faith, and this will give you patience." So again, we're human, so we're going to face troubles. But when you do face troubles, know that it's testing your faith. And whatever you're going through right now, I know you're going through something tough. It is testing your faith, and God wants you to know that you love him. Well, God loves you. Continue to have faith in God. I love you. Thank you for everything. And if you've never given your heart to the Lord, I want you to repeat after me real quick. Say, "Lord God, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. Wash me clean. I make you my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." Get in a great Bible-based church, and I pray that you'll continue to listen to Testimony Tuesdays. I pray that you are inspired, and remember that God loves you. If you have any prayer requests, you can email us at purerevelationministries@gmail.com. Again, that is purerevelationministries@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, ShaliaHolloman.com. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. May God continue to bless you. And I love you, but God loves you more. Have a great day.